I'm Jed Bodwin, and you're listening to Strange Currency from 89.1 KMUW, Wichita Public Radio. Coming up this hour on the show, we're celebrating the birthday of Jeff Beck. We'll hear from him as a solo artist and, right now, in collaboration with the Jan Hammer Group from a live album released in 1977. This is Freeway Jam.
Thank you.
Jeff Beck on Strange Currency. I'm Jed Bodwin. That is Space Boogie from the 1980 album There and Back. That was the third solo release from Jeff Beck, coming kind of on the heels of two classic mid-70s albums produced by George Martin, Wired and Blow by Blow, the two most recognizable Jeff Beck titles and points of entry for many of his fans. This third solo album, There and Back, less successful critically and commercially, and nevertheless still has some material that is well-liked by Jeff Beck devotees. And that tune was co-written by keyboardist Tony Hymas, a man who has had a long-standing relationship with Beck, one of the longer ones across his career. Another keyboardist that Jeff Beck has worked with extensively is Jan Hammer, and we heard Jeff Beck with the Jan Hammer Group from an album released in 1977, simply titled Live. We heard Earth, Still Our Only Home, which is a Jan Hammer composition, and at the top, Freeway Jam, a Max Middleton composition. That record probably recorded in August of 1976 in Georgia. The band was on a tour that spanned much of 76 into early 77, and no specific dates are given on the album, but some people who worked on the record said that that Georgia date is probably the most likely candidate for providing at least the bulk of the material heard on that album. And that record coming along at a time when Jeff Beck was deeply ensconced in jazz fusion back in the 1970s. We're celebrating his birthday here on Strange Currency, and we'll hear more from him coming up a little bit later on this hour as a member of the Yardbirds. We'll also get to a track that stands as a kind of salute to him from late drummer Cozy Powell. And we'll hear from Steve Howe, the guitarist from Yes, on one of his detours with his own trio from an album called The Haunted Melody. Right now it's Joe Satriani from the Time Machine compact disc. This is All Alone.
Thank you.
Joe Satriani on Strange Currency. I'm Jed Bodwin. That is All Alone from the album Time Machine. And Joe Satriani having a pretty busy 2014. He has just issued a box set that features all of his studio recordings from the last 25-plus years. And a new autobiography called Strange Beautiful Music that follows him basically from his beginnings on Long Island all the way up until the present day. Joe Satriani, of course, a guitarist who not only has had a very fruitful solo career, but of late has been part of a band called Chickenfoot, featuring former members of Van Halen and Chad Smith of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And Joe Satriani, as some people know, was a longtime guitar teacher. Among his students, Kirk Hammett of Metallica, Alex Skolnick of the band Testament, Larry Lalonde of the group Primus, and perhaps most famously, Steve Vai. And we still have music coming your way this hour on Strange Currency from the Yardbirds as we celebrate Jeff Beck's birthday. We'll hear from Cozy Powell and Sarita, kind of Stevie Wonder protege, who recorded a vocal version of one of Jeff Beck's most recognizable tunes, a piece that was actually composed by Stevie Wonder. That's all coming up in just a little bit. We'll take a short break right now, though, and when we come back, it's the Steve Howe Trio.